It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Let's check the finance news now with Alicia Barry. Hello, Alicia.
Good morning, Fran. President Barack Obama's nomination for the next Federal Reserve chairman has offered Wall Street a distraction from the political deadlock in Washington over the debt ceiling and the budget. President Obama wants the current vice chairman, Janet Yellen, to replace Ben Bernanke when his eight-year term ends in January. It's a move that's calmed investors because, if confirmed, she's expected to continue the US Fed's massive stimulus measures. The minutes from the Fed's September meeting show it was a close call to continue its $85 billion bond buying program last month. The move shocked investors at the time. The tone of the minutes suggests it's in no hurry to remove stimulus with a steady policy stance. Moments before the close of trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is a third of a percent higher, or 44 points higher, to 14,819. The broader S&P 500 index is 5 points, or a third of a percent higher, to 1,660. Technology stocks are taking another hit, though, today. The Nasdaq is off 0.5% at the moment. Across the Atlantic, stocks were lower overnight. London's FTSE 100 index shed 0.4%. In Australia, the SPY futures contract is pointing to a loss of 0.25% at the start of trade. The Australian dollar's worth 94.44 US cents, Fran.
Thanks very much, Alicia.